Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and today talk about whatever you'd like, right? Talk about whatever you'd like. Now, Today's weather, which is dominating the news, is 42 degrees right now in the ATL. We're looking at we had a high of 47 today. We're looking at a low of 30 tonight. Okay. It's raining right now. And, looking at a low of 30 tonight. So it's going to be below freezing tonight. And tomorrow we're looking at a high of only 36 with clouds and 26 as our low. On Saturday and Sunday, looking at sunny skies and high of 49, low of 27. Okay, so it looks like today we're gonna this weekend is gonna be tough for a lot of people. Okay, and we'll get back to the weather in just a minute. Today's word of the day is rapscallion. Rapscallion. Rapscallion is a noun, and it means rascal or ne'er-do-well or rascal. Okay, I don't know what's going on right now, right there, but that is rapscallion is a rascal. It's a noun, and it means a rascal. All right. And again, thanks guys for tuning in. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? And so 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. And you guys can call at any time if you want, if you'd like to, and be on the air. Let's see, there are a bunch of stuff that's in the news, but actually the weather is dominating the news today. I watched the news just a little bit ago. They were broadcasting from Washington, D.C., where they're expecting 30 inches of snow. Okay. And at, you know, what was that? Maybe an hour ago or less, but they had already had 2.5 inches have hit the ground already. That's in Washington, D.C. Now, we're in the ATL, so as close as I'd say Gwinnett County. Well, Sandy Springs is actually Atlanta, so that's Fulton County, and it's snowing in Sandy Springs right now. Gwinnett County's got snow right now, snowflakes coming down. Now, I don't know if it's going to get to me or to my area, but we'll see over the next several hours. We'll see what happens and how it looks here over the next several hours to, you know what's going on. But I hope you guys are in for the night or on the way in for the night and can actually have the next couple of days off. I know that people are hitting the grocery stores heavily and all this stuff, trying to get milk, bread, and coffee and all this stuff for in anticipation of being snowed in for the next couple of days, at least over the weekend. Right. So I don't know how it's going to go here. But again, we'll see. That's all we can do. Right. 818-301-5834. Now, today is Free Fall Friday, so it's the listener's day today. So listeners, you guys can call in and talk about whatever you want. Now, I also wanted to, you know, someone asked me what did I think about the Oscars and people boycotting the Oscars and things like that. Well, you know, I hadn't really thought about it a lot. I hadn't really been watching that. I heard about it, but I hadn't really been, you know, following it. So I really don't know what to say other than I know they've been scrambling to get some black presenters. Okay. Now, think any black actors have been nominated for anything with the Oscars. But they are trying to scramble to get some black actors or what have you, or stars, to do some presenting, to present some nominations and give away some awards. Now, they asked Quincy Jones, and he agreed to do it only if he's given 5 minutes of time to discuss the disparity between white and black actors. And you know, what's the deal with the snubbing or whatever you might call it, of the black actors. Now, again, like I told my friend, I don't how do I say this? I don't know how they figure out who's going to get a nomination or who's not going to get a nomination or what have you. I don't know how that works. I don't know how to I don't know how to they judge these people. I don't know what they look for to figure out if they can be nominated. Y'all with me? You understand that? I don't know what it is. Okay? I don't know what it is. You know, I don't know what it is for films and things like that. I don't know if you know, these, like they say, movie critics, you know, they go to movies and critique these movies. I don't know if they looking at, you know, the actual film, whether they have good lighting, good sound, stuff like that. I don't know. Okay. But there'll be some people out there, you know, nominated for best film, best director and all this stuff. So, you know, I don't know what directors do. I don't know how they would be categorized or characterized and all this stuff. So I don't really know. You know, the only thing I can understand is the emotions behind the boycotting and behind the African Americans who weren't nominated for anything. Okay, so I really don't know what to say about that. But like I said, I do understand the emotions of not being nominated and working your tails off for years or the whole year and not being nominated for anything. It's, you know, but it's a systemic problem. It's within the system that things like this happen. Okay, America is a not so friendly nation to people of color. Okay, to people of color, and people of color have been here for a very long time. And we've come a long way. We're going to go further. okay? But when you talk about boycotting and things like that, that's serious. And but if you're boycotting because your emotions have gotten in the way and you don't understand why black people aren't being nominated for the Oscars and things like that, then I mean that's fine. It's a free nation and you can, it's freedom of speech. But at the same time, I'd say just walk away and continue to do what you've been doing over these past years or what have you. Just continue to do what you've been doing. Continue to get better at what you're doing. Continue to strive to be the best at what you're doing. Good, more goals and get into everything. Get into this stuff. Get into what you want to get into, or try to get into what you want to get into. And I think that if you do that, if people do that, if these actors and actresses, black actors and black actresses would get off and get into this stuff, get into themselves and get into their work and dive into their work and do the best that they can at, you know, and try to be the best that they can be. You know, I think that soon these kind of things will start to turn around. Okay. And snubbing the Oscars is, I mean, I guess people are going to do it. But, you know, if you're going to do it, I think do it in a way that's, you know, that's different from the norm. Okay, do it in a way that's different from the norm. If none of the black actors or anything are going to attend the Oscars, then, hey, so be it, right? And that's if that's the way, you know, everyone wants to go about it. I don't think everyone's on the same page about this. And then there are people like Stacey Dash and what's Will Smith's wife's name, Jada Pinkett, that's saying things that are incendiary and they should just keep quiet. You know, you shouldn't say things, you know, as an African American or even as a Latino or white American or whomever you may be. I don't think that it's wise to, especially if you're in the public eye, I don't think it's wise to talk against your own race. I just don't think it is. Okay? Because, you know, some people think that they're above this stuff. They have more money and things like that than they can deal with. Well, money, just like money comes in fast, it can go away fast. So, you know, you have to think about your career, everything, before you start to get into stuff like boycotting the Oscars and wanting to be heard by, you know, wanting to be heard by the nation and all this stuff, and that people know that you're in front of the camera and you're boycotting the Oscars and all this stuff. I think that's a recipe for disaster, for you being snubbed in Hollywood, because that's what the Oscars are. It's Hollywood. And if you're an actor and you're going to be on the front line saying something about the Oscars, boycotting the Oscars, I think you're cutting your own throat. Okay? Because people are going to see that. People in high places are going to see that. And, you know, next thing you know, if you're an actor, next thing you know, you don't have any work. Okay? And an actor being out of work is not fun. Okay? Anybody, I think, any adult being out of work is not fun. Okay? So, you know, that's what I think about the Oscars. 818-301-5834. Remember, today is Free Fall Friday. All lines are open for you guys to call in, and you can talk about whatever you want. I don't care if it's bubblegum to sports to religion, government. I don't care what it is, but you can call in and voice your opinion or make comments or what have you. Today's airtime is for you. Now, a lot of people always tell me, Frank, I don't like talking in front of a lot of people. Well, it's, you know, radio is not really that. I talk in front of people every day. Not in front of people, but I talk to people every day. And it's, it may be a medium group, a large group. It may be a small group. Maybe just a few people think that I have a great time doing this on a daily basis. Now, on yesterday, again, I talked about the importance of water to the human body. And a lot of people asked me about the show today, and they were coming and saying that they didn't know that a lot of your body is made up of water. Well, people have always said that. But what I didn't know, what I learned on yesterday, is that the body takes, if you don't feed the body water, if you don't give it, just like you, if you don't give your plants in the house water, they'll shrivel up and eventually they'll die. Okay? If you deprive them of water, it's like your body. If you don't feed your body water, but something different about the human body is that if you don't feed it water on a regular basis, it will take the water that you do put in there. And it will store that water. It'll store it. So you got a lot of people say water weight. Stores that water weight in the ankles, in the thighs, in the hips, in the stomach, different places. Okay? So when the body needs water, that's where it gets it from. Now, if you start tonight, feeding your body the recommended amounts of water each day according to your body weight, then your body will start to say, okay, well, now I'm getting water every day. I'm getting a good amount of water every day. And it will dispel, get rid of the stores of water in your body. Okay, it'll get rid of the ankle water, it'll get rid of the thigh water, the hip water, the stomach water, all that. It'll get rid of that water because now you're feeding the body water, so it gets rid of the stored water, all right? And so once you get rid of that stored water, it's immediately, you're immediately starting to take yourself down in weight, all right? Now, I didn't know that. I didn't know the body stored water like that, but obviously it does. I also didn't know that your brain is made up of 75% water. Your blood is made up of 82% water, and your lungs nearly 90% water. That is amazing. Okay, the human body is just an amazing piece of equipment. Now, I have a few minutes left in the show, and I didn't get any callers, anybody to call in today, so I'm going to close the show out in about 5 minutes. But I guess before I do that, I wanted to say something else. I wanted to say this. Now, here's a caller who wants to talk on the show. From the 404 area code, the first three digits are 277. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Atlanta.
Atlanta? Who's this?
Your favorite people, Frank. We just called to say hello.
Oh, hello, Miss Wiggins. How are you? Hello. Hello.
Can you hear yourself?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
I said, what's up, Franklin?
What's up, man? What how you doing, bro?
I'm a lot better now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You up? You up and strolling again?
Yeah, I'm up and strolling. 100%, but you know, who is?
Yeah, I'm about to say, I ain't been 100% in years.
but day by day.
Yeah, yeah. What y'all up to? What made you get on my show today?
I don't know, Frank. Some say
you don't
call
know.
Frank. Some say call Frank.
Well, that's cool, man. I thought about you last weekend. I thought about calling you and coming over and watching a couple of the games last weekend, but I got caught up messing around here at the house, and I ain't go nowhere.
It's understandable, but I wasn't in time.
You wasn't
where?
Kidnapped?
Yeah.
How you kidnapped with that, huh?
Nicole came to town, and you know she just take over.
Oh, okay.
So, I run around with her and her mom.
Oh, okay. Everybody doing all right, though?
Yeah, everybody doing okay, Frank. Can't complain.
All right, man. That's a good deal. You doing all right, Miss Wiggins?
I'm doing fine, Frank.
Well, good.
We just wanted to know we were listening to your show.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good deal. I was trying to keep going by thinking of stuff to talk about, because you know, I did the show on water yesterday, and that was pretty good. But I was getting ready to shut down before y'all popped up and said you wanted to be on the show, so that was cool. Laura listening in, but she of course, I don't know if she what she doing, but she up on the she up. But she up on the show listening. Oh, here she is. She wanna say something. Hold on. Let's see. Miss Williams, you're up live on the show as well. Say hello to the Wiggins.
What's up, fam? How y'all doing? Hey, Ken. Hey, Phyllis.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Laura.
I mean, I'm taking care of his kids, and I'm listening to his show. What else am I supposed to be doing?
That's exactly what you're supposed to do, take care of his kids and listen to his show.
Okay, that's all I wanted to say. We got to get together.
And since we're friends, we're supposed to listen to the show, too, along with all the rest of our classmates, because we got to support each other.
You know, that's what we got to do.
We can talk about water and stuff, but we ain't got to talk about Oscar, because Oscar ain't doing shit for none of us.
That's right.
No, that's right.
But somebody asked me about that today at work, asking me about that. I'm like, I ain't really even thought about that, but I mean, I really don't care.
No,
but you know what? You know what? Honestly, you know what I thought about it? I had to think about it. We listen to black media, and in the movies that the Oscars nominate, most of them I probably would have never heard of until I see them on the screen. Because we working day in and day out. Some of us got the cable channels and see these movies come through. Some of us don't. But most times this stuff is rolling through pop radio stations and stuff, introducing those movies, just like the black radio stations are introducing our movies. So bottom line, we miss all that.
So what's the What's so great about being nominated or getting an Oscar? Do you get money? Do you get what do you get for that?
You get to demand more money.
You get to demand more money.
Yeah, exactly. When you win an Oscar, the next movie or whatever you're in, they pay you more money. They pay you more money.
So you just really add something to your resume.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes them a whole lot of more money. It don't make us no money. It make them a whole lot of money.
Right, but you don't. But,
and that,
but
and that means in the end, we pay more money to see them in the movie theater. Cause the bottom line, it's gonna cost us. Cause we don't get more money.
It's gonna cost you.
Yeah, it's gonna cost you. Cause I don't go. I haven't been to the movie probably in 15-20 years.
We can't afford to go.
It's $30 for two people to go to the movie.
We can't afford to go.
Yeah, a lot of them go all the time, but I don't. I could kill it.
I know Laura. She's going to matinee.
Exactly. We go to the matinee early, that 10 o'clock show. That's the only way we get us in there.
Yeah, right.
You go to the matinee, you put your own pocketbook and photos in your pocketbook.
You know how to go to the Chick-fil-A pocketbook. Let me get out and tell all my secrets. All right. Bye, y'all. I'll talk to y'all later.
Everybody know we go to the dollar store, fill up that pocketbook, going in the movie theater.
Going to the
pocket pants. What's that noise?
Ain't nobody buying a $5 box of Gooblers. You got out of the dollar. All right. Okay.
All right. Well, all right. Hey. But we need to get in touch. We'll be in touch with y'all, and we need to get together soon.
All right, we'll be around you.
All right. Oh, thank y'all for calling.
Bye, Frank.
All right, Frank.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
So thanks guys for tuning in to the show. I'm gonna close it down now. I don't want to talk anymore. I'm done. But hey, y'all stay warm. It's the weekend. I don't know if it's gonna snow in Atlanta. I don't know, but maybe it will. But if so, I hope you guys are safe. Take care of yourselves, take care of your families, all that kind of stuff. Let me find a song to close out on. And we'll do that. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys. I'll see you guys on Monday, 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out. See ya.
Game, the game's mine. Y'all witness the change, it's my time. Yeah, I'm new to the game, but y'all might wanna play your whack rap, stay light, save the time. I can dance, homie, I don't choose to tell. Y'all looking at something like a true player. A girl told me that a man that can dance might can possibly get down with the tool in his pants. Now I'm a lady, let me see it vibrate. And when it's over, you ain't gonna need your bird. Cause I'm a pro, make you bend your back low, then the pound it real fast, just like the percolator.